Good evening. This is a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. The time is 8:45 p.m. Eastern Time, and today is January 5th, 2021. My name is Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of this committee. And would somebody want to do the honors and call the roll, or should I do that? Guess I'll do that.
I can do it if you could wait for a minute. I can do it.
You want to do it? Great.
Yeah, I'll do it. So Grace Aaron is still on the roster, but she's no longer a director. Heather Gray.
Anymore, but I invited her to participate in the discussion. I don't think she's on the call yet, but since we will be
okay.
Discussing a plan that she mostly, you know, authored.
She had a big role in it. Okay.
Yeah.
Heather Gray is not going to be able to make it because she's covering the Georgia race.
Okay.
Jim Sagaton.
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Okay. I'm here. Lawrence Reyes. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne, are you here? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Vanessa Ditson-Briggs.
I am here.
Robin Collier. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Okay. Nancy Sauden. Nancy said she was going to call in. I don't know where she's at. She might be muted. Nancy can't hear you. All right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4... Lyndon is 5. Alex Steinberg.
I'm here.
Fitz. Nancy Sauden, again. Well, we have quorum, Chair. The non-voting members, the voting members, Lydia Bazon, is she here?
I don't hear
IED.
Her.
Okay. Anita Sims, is she here? Okay, Chair. It's all yours.
Okay. I sent out a draft agenda. Let me just read it real quick. Agenda approval is, we just did roll call agenda approval. That's 5 minutes. After that is minutes, 2 minutes. I don't really have any minutes to present, but in case somebody has some, I left that open. Item number 4 is continuation of discussion on strategic plan and core values. That's a 60-minute item, and I hope we can conclude that tonight. Item number 5 is new business, 10 minutes, and adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Do we have a motion to approve the draft agenda?
So moved.
Motion to approve.
Okay. So does not require a second in a committee. Does anybody want to offer any amendments to the draft agenda or anything? Okay. Then hearing no amendments, the draft agenda is approved. Okay, as I said, I don't have any minutes to present. I'm going to have to spend some time working up. There's a whole bunch of minutes for this committee that has to be done. I have to do it before the end of the month. Before I'd like to get this done before the new directors are seated. Okay, I sent you all the continuation the latest version of this strategic plan. I hope Grace Aaron will be joining us shortly because she is one of the authors.
I'm here.
We did. Oh, you are? Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
And just to, it's pretty much, it's almost exactly the same as when you last saw it. I made some very small additions. And the additions I made are in red, so it's pretty easy to follow them. And What I would propose, okay, the way this strategic plan is working right now, we're dividing it up between immediate emergency action that's needed. That's one part of it. And then following that are short-term goals, and short-term we're talking about the next few months, basically. And that's followed by medium-term goals. And then and medium-term goals, basically, we're talking about the next year, year and a half, something like that. And then long-term goals. And long-term goals are not just like stuff we're going to do in several years from now, but they're also like ongoing things we need to do in order to get Pacifica going in the right direction. What I would propose is that we limit the discussion to the immediate, the short-term and the medium-term goals, and leave aside the longer-term goals for some other occasion. I would like, because those are much more, shall we say, philosophical and require a lot more, they're going to require a lot more back and forth. And I think if we could come up with a plan for carrying out some just immediate goals and short-term goals and some concrete plans over the next year, year and a half, I think we'll have made a good contribution. And I'd like to present that to the full board at the meeting Thursday night. So. The other thing I did here, I added some for each of these timelines. I added a statement as how we follow them up. For instance, for the emergency strategic plan, that basically involves stopping the bleeding that we're seeing as a result of big budget deficits at KPFK, but also some of the other stations. For instance, I'm saying here, Pacifica Management, the IED, ICFO, together with PNB, should monitor progress on reducing shortfalls on a weekly basis. A report from IED and ICFO should address this on at least a monthly basis. Okay, that's for the immediate issues. Short-term goals, the main short-term goal is to clarify what's happening with the loan. We need to either refinance the loan or extend the loan or come up with some alternative plan to deal with it. And fortunately, we do have a loan committee that's working out the details of that. But I'd like to get some follow-up. Let's see if we can get a report back from the loan committee on their progress. And I think a reasonable deadline for that would be the end of this month, because we should, if we don't have a clear idea of what we're doing with the loan by the end of the month, then we have to, we have to have some alternatives in mind. But I don't see any reason why we should not have this completed by the end of the month, by the way. And the medium-term goal, there's a bunch of them, but the main one is really to restore our CPB funding. And that's something that we can do over the course of the next, say, 12 to 18 months.
It's horrible.
And That's going to involve getting our audits done in a timely manner and making sure that we comply with all the CPB notice requirements and community boards and all that stuff. I think we have to have an assessment of how we're doing. I think that we should get that on a monthly basis from NEDA and from our auditor, and we really need to nail that down. We can get CPB funding restored. That would
that would go a hell of a long way toward plugging up our operational deficits. So that's what I'd like to have the discussion focused on. Okay, that's my introduction. The floor is open. Who wants to be on the stack?
Chad Lawrence to the stack. Thank you. So there was some modification. But so I'm somewhat intrigued by the idea of an emergency plan, excuse me, as being a short-term plan. You know what? Pass me up. I have to drink some water.
Okay,
I'll be back.
Sure. Yeah. Hmm. Anybody else want to comment?
Yeah, this is Lyndon. I'll have a few things.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Well, I'm just looking at KPFK. They seem to be at present our biggest problem as far as profit and loss. And I'm looking at the last 6 months of fiscal year 2020. I think we only have one October's. We should have November. I don't see it on the sheet I'm looking at. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
We have like total revenues of an average for that 6 month period, $178,000 a month. For expenses, are $276,000 a month for a net shortfall of like $98,000 a month, and $169,000 of personnel costs being the largest the largest factor. And so I know we've worked four meetings to talk about this in executive session, four, maybe five.
We've had a few, yeah.
Yeah, we've had more than a few, and it's taken up you know, way too much time, I think, for the progress that we've seen. Now, I'm not on the ground out there. I'm not really familiar with the operations. But do we have anybody on this? Well, Lawrence, you're there on the ground.
Lawrence is there on the ground, and Grace has been there on the ground. She's no longer a director, but she's been intimately involved in a lot of those discussions.
Right. And I just don't know how.
We can't discuss anything confidential here.
Which really kind of puts the damper on a lot of on us doing much, because we can't discuss things. So I just don't know where we're going to go when we can't tackle the largest problem that we've got in front of us. It's taken us, I don't know, 6 months. When was the resolution? I think it was maybe June that we passed. James, you remember the resolution that, you know, on a rolling 6 month basis, you know, if you're not making your
June 11th.
Okay. So, that's 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think we have. We're burning a lot.
Chad Lawrence is back. Whenever you want to call him.
That's where I'd like to start the discussion.
It is possible for us to go into executive session if we feel that we have to discuss some confidential matters. That would have to be...
Chair, this is Lawrence, request for information.
Yes, Lawrence.
Can Director Foley repeat what he said? Because I just came back And from what I heard, what I gleaned, he considering making a motion to go into executive session. I just want to know the reasons why.
He didn't make any motion yet. I was explaining that this is a possibility if he feels it's necessary. Mr. Foley, maybe you can summarize for Lawrence.
Sure, Lawrence. I was just saying that we spent about 7 months. Well, it's been about 7 months since we passed the resolution. It was passed in the Finance Committee and then by the PNB as a whole to start getting serious about income statements, operating losses, and we started with KPFK, and like I said, 7 months, we're burning a lot of time, and we really haven't accomplished much that I know of. Now, I'm not on the ground. I'm, you know, way out here in Texas. I don't know much of what y'all are doing, but I did look at the April through September. I have that spreadsheet up the last 6 months of fiscal year 2020, and on average for those months, we had KPFK had total revenues of $179,000, expenses of $277,000, net loss is $98,000 a month, and personnel cost, I think $169,000 a month is the biggest component. So, and so that was where I think we should start.
Chair, can I?
Nancy, talk with us.
Oh, Chair, well, whenever you want me to go again, put me on the stack, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Oh, so I understand those concerns, and I share those concerns in regards to the resolution by the National Finance Committee to, if anything, it sees 30% of expenses that those cuts have to be made, those expense cuts have to be made. But I, from what I see, the proposed plan, the strategic plan addresses, it's pretty specific. It has a short-term plan, a medium-range plan, and a long-range plan. And, you know, I have the same financial concerns that Director Foley does. I think we all do. But I'd like to maybe have us consider going because that is a larger discussion that I believe is going to be addressed in executive session on Thursday. So I think we should consider going through the plan point by point because I have some information that I like the request to be inserted, and I have some information that we all have in regards to the decline in listenership. And I think that relates completely to the kind of programming that we're airing and other negativities as well that have been pretty much articulated throughout from confidential information being leaked, executive information being leaked, people playing politics with that information. So I'd like to go through the plan, and we all know the expenses and Director Foley's concerns and all of our concerns are going to be addressed on Thursday night in the executive session. So I would like to forego considering going into executive session and going through the proposed plan, the emergency plan. So that's my two cents.
Okay. Well,
Nancy,
as I said, there's
Dwayne Rock.
Nancy, to the stack
okay.
Before that,
Mark.
Please.
Vanessa, did you want to be on the stack?
Nancy was
Dwayne
hoping
Lark
to be on. Nancy, hello.
Yes.
I was. Maybe you didn't hear me ask to be on the stack right before Lawrence came back.
Did not hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Nancy. I didn't hear you either.
I did hear Nancy, though.
Okay. Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say in response to Director Foley, I don't know where he's been, but we have devoted eight executive session PNB meeting, eight or more. If you look in the notices and the news, the report outs of the meetings, we have been meeting constantly in executive session on what to do about KPFK. We've been meeting with management there. We've been meeting with union reps there to, you know, figure out what to do. And some of the things have already been done there. So to say that we haven't done anything is totally, maybe totally forgetting what we have done.
Okay. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Linden would like to reply to that.
Okay,
Dwayne for me.
Okay, I think Dwayne wanted to be on the stack. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. What I wanted to clarify was, in fact, that this proposed plan that's before is not necessarily station specific. It is of the taking in consideration what the network, what the foundation needs to do. And I think it seems as though we were getting with one of our directors getting specific on a particular station. And I think Lawrence tried to bring us back out of the weed to review the plan itself and deal with the specifics as it relates to KPFK on Thursday night. Is that where we are?
More or less, yeah.
And I also would want to be on record that I think it would not be appropriate to go into executive session to speak specific about a specific station condition tonight. Reserve that for what the agenda is supposed to include on Thursday night.
Lyndon,
okay.
Let me just say one more thing.
Okay. Did anybody else want to go before Lyndon? Lyndon's already spoken.
Chair, I have a point of personal privilege.
What is your point of personal privilege?
Somebody there's background noise bleeding into to our discussion here. Somebody needs to mute.
Yeah. Whoever is, can everybody just mute themselves if you're not actually speaking? Appreciate that. Okay. Hear anybody else on the stack? So, Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, I'll be real brief. Director Sorden, I prefaced everything that I said with the fact that we had been having those meetings in executive session for, you know, four or five. I said all that. So,
oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I apologize.
I didn't hear that. On those calls. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let me just try to clarify something before we go on here. The emergency strategic plan here is
actually 60.
Is more or less. We're not saying that it's the job of this strategic planning committee to carry out these cuts. We're kind of. I'm just chronicling what needs to be done, and we know what needs to be done, and that we're kind of assuming that these cuts are going to happen so that we stop the bleeding. Now, if that's a bad assumption, then we have to seriously review a lot of other things, because if we don't do anything about this immediate cash crunch situation, we're never going to get to short-term goals or medium-term goals or anything else.
Dwayne, on the stack again.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I was a little too brief with my comments initially, because I did want to address another point or concern that Director Fulton brought forth, and that was the mandate that he spoke about that was issued to the station. And I think this underlies the problem with our governance structure, particularly as it relates to our ED or IED's authority. Because it's my belief that there is no pressure or no certainty of consequence. Whether it's the KPFK, whether it's KPFT, whether it's KPF, whatever, whichever station. With not having, as I said on these airways, on these lines, on this call, on this committee, as well as on the board, until we establish continuity and predictability, which then in itself would establish some modicum of authority for the executive director of our foundation, managers have proven to me, being an observer of Pacifica's and Pacifica Station's operations for the last 12 years, that there is no fear of consequence when one does not do what has been mandated. And I close by saying, and it's probably ad nauseum for some of you, until you create some consistency, some predictability, some tenure is the word I struggle for, of your executive director, you're going to have this problem because there has proven to be no consequences for inaction or not following instructions, whether it comes from the PNB or whether it comes from the ID, or the IED or the ED. Address that.
Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack.
Yeah, Lawrence.
So I believe that those are very legitimate concerns, but I think what I like to do, I like to go through this plan and see what our recommendation is going to look like after this. And it's good to have this in open session. This way the people who are streaming could understand that we are not just resting on our laurels, but that we are concerned about the state of Pacifica. So granted, you know, that things are, so anyway, what I'm trying to say, Chair, I'd like us to consider going through this plan because I have some concerns. I also have some, I'm kind of intrigued with some parts of it, but I still have some concerns that I'd like to address. So
okay.
That's
let's do this as a way of proceeding. Why don't we? Well, I can start reading the plan, the actual plan, like paragraph by paragraph, and then we could pause, and then decide if we can reach some consensus on that, if we want to amend it in some way, and whatever. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. If we could start with one, then go to two, so forth and so on. That would, because I have some information that I want to add to number one.
Okay, so let's go through this. Let's start with the there's a whole couple of paragraphs that deal with the emergency strategic plan. This is meant to address the current deficits that we're facing. So I'll just go through it. Because of COVID-19 and unaddressed declines in listener support at all five stations, here is a suggested very short emergency plan to keep Pacifica afloat. One, start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. The IED should oversee this and place this as a top priority. Immediate emergency action needed. KPFK's expenses are exceeding its income by approximately $70,000 to $90,000 per month. The National Board directed that expense cuts be made of at least 30% at KPFK, the IED, and the KPFK GM should place this as their first priority immediately. The IED should address shortfalls at all the other stations. This is urgent as there are no reserves to cover any shortfalls. Two, that's point number one. Two, the IED and ICFO should ensure that any further PPP funding or other similar loans or grants are tracked and applied for as soon as possible. Three, all other fundraising efforts emanating from the national office should be continued if they are cost-effective, and one and two above should take priority over any other efforts. I added something there about applying for PPP grants. I guess it's probably redundant. I guess we could ignore that. I added a 3B item. I think we should just ignore that because I think it's redundant. And then the last item there is the follow-up. Pacifica Management, that is IED and ICFO, together with the PNB, should monitor progress on reducing shortfalls on a weekly basis. A report from the IED and ICFO should address this on at least a monthly basis. Okay, so that's basically the plan for dealing with the immediate emergency shortfalls. Comments, questions, amendments, whatever you want to contribute. Who wants to be on the stack for this?
Chair?
Yeah?
I'd like to be on the stack because you raised some of my concerns in reading the first part of the plan. I believe this is late in coming. I think we should have had this out this is 3 or 4 months late. We should have had this out before then. But saying that, at all five stations, it says on the very top, it's being suggested a very short-term emergency plan to keep Pacifica afloat. Now, I don't know, you know, our reality, though, over here at KPFK is that we are losing listeners. We are losing, for lack of a better word, subscribers, right, supporters. And now there's quite a few reasons, and I don't see that addressed to the medium short-term goals, which is in regards to programming. What we have to offer our listeners is not only enlightening programming, but programming that is relevant to the realities that currently exist in our society. And I know when I came into Pacifica, it was about really reporting stuff and putting fires out and exposing the lies of the dominant news that was being fed to the people, to the masses. And we had masses. I know at KPFK at one point in time, at the first election, we had 54,000 listeners. The threshold for the election was 5,400, and we made that easily. And there was we were having very successful fund drives where we would not even take up the fund drive time, the amount of time allotted to a fund drive. So here we are, as it was reported to us. From Vinay Pinalosa about our decline in listenership and the amount of listeners we have at each station. No wonder we are, and it's one of the reasons we are in the financial crisis. And I don't put that on a pandemic. I know the pandemic has a lot to has some to do with that, but the fact is that those masses aren't being. On being given the kind of programming and the kind of news, you have people who are gatekeeping the programming and not allowing the new voices and the relevant voices that need to be on the air to really expand our subscribership. So that's not happening. And so I would like somewhere there where we address how is it that we are going to rebuild, because at this point we have to rebuild, for lack of a better word, build better, right? How are we going to build better in terms of attracting those people that we have lost and those people that in the next generation are gonna replace us, because we're not going to be around here forever. I know that some programmers that will not leave the mic, you know, to their spire or whatever. But, I mean, how are we going to address the crisis in listenership? And because that's how, notwithstanding CBB funding and the PPP that's going to come in because of the pandemic, but how are we going to address the crisis in listenership? And I don't see that anywhere in the emergency section of this plan, and I'd like to have that included somewhere in regards to, let's see, when you talk about fundraising efforts, it should be people-raising efforts. People-raising and fundraising efforts have to be made, and we have to turn every stone that we can, because at this point, we have a serious crisis, not only the crisis of public health crisis and economic crisis, we have a crisis of listenership. We don't have enough listeners to sustain us. So we, you know, notwithstanding looking for other sources of revenue or income streams, how are we going to do that? So those are questions that I have. Thank you, Chair.
Just to respond quickly, Lawrence, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but remember, this is the emergency plan to deal with really an emergency that's ongoing. We're talking about weeks here, not even months. What you're talking about is a re-engineering of our programming and of the way we do business. And I certainly agree with that, but that's not something we're going to be able to settle in the next few weeks. We need to make some immediate cuts right now. And anyway, if you look at the discussion on long-term plans, a lot of that stuff that you're discussing is in there. Maybe not the same words you're using, but you know, we deal with those issues in the long-term plan part of the document. But I think it makes more sense to defer that discussion so that we can get something very concrete passed by this committee and put before the board that it could act on. These are some action items that we can do immediately.
Chair, can I have 30 seconds if no one else is just to respond?
Go ahead. Yeah, sure.
So I don't believe that we could just cut our expenses and cut our way right back into prosperity. I believe part of the emergency, Chair, is that we have to have a plan to rebuild our listenership. That should be an emergency. So I understand that it is further down, but I just wanted to bring that up to make that more of a priority. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is James.
James?
Yeah. I just want to mention this as topic for future consideration. I'm a little concerned, as I've said on the Finance Committee, about the idea that all stations who are operating at a deficit are going to have to cut their expenses so that they're no longer operating at a deficit. I think there are some stations which are already cut to the point where further cuts will begin to have operational costs and you know, austerity will lead to further loss of listenership and further difficulty in raising funds or further loss of audience that translates into loss of fundraising. So I have some questions about how we're going to deal with that problem and ensconcing it into the language of the strategic plan in that form might lead to difficulties. I realize with cuts being made at KPFK, you know, it's difficult politically to achieve those cuts while not doing similar cuts elsewhere. But at KPFK, they can make cuts and bring themselves out of deficit by and still have enough people to do the work and keep the radio station on the air. And if they trim intelligently and get more sleek and more modern, perhaps, in their administration, they can actually thrive with fewer people if they get the right people doing things, or the right with the right training and whatnot. So anyway, I just wanted to raise that concern. That's all.
Okay. If I can respond to that, Jim, I don't disagree with you, but the bottom line is we haven't done nearly enough about effectuating the cuts at KPFK. And if we can't do that, then the rest of that discussion is kind of academic.
Well, I agree 100%. We have to make the cuts at KPFK. I've certainly been strongly advocating that and working for that, and so I certainly agree. That's first. That's an emergency.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is not a new policy. We're not creating a new policy here. This is already the policy of the board. I'm just sort of chronicling it in this strategic plan. We already have the policy that these cuts have to be made. This went through the National Finance Committee and the full board. So this is not new from a policy perspective. I'm just trying to, you know, wrap it up into an overall, as part of an overall strategic plan. Okay, anybody else? Let me add that part of a strategic plan is not simply outlining what we have to do, but including some steps to follow up and monitor what we have to do and coming up with alternative plans if our goals are not met. Okay, can we go go for a vote on these items one by one? Lawrence, do you want to make an amendment to the emergency plan part?
Yes, Chair. I'd like to let me see where I can insert it, but I would suggest inserting it.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could say something like we recognize that just making cuts is not sufficient for rebuilding the audience that we need or something like that.
What I'd like to suggest, Chair, is with, say, the IED just below the immediate emergency action needed. In that sentence, I'd like to suggest the IED GMs and PDs and governing bodies And I know this is some of the work that Nancy's committee is doing. The governing bodies of Pacifica must prioritize our crisis in listenership and submit a unified plan to rebuild our listenership.
Do you want to put that under the follow-up section?
I'm putting it in just below where it says immediate action. I have IED, the IED and the GMs, PDs, and the governing bodies. Hold on. The governing bodies must prioritize.
Could you clarify where exactly you want to add this?
Okay. So where it says immediate emergency action needed, just below the cuts, the cuts that have to be made, the IED, the GMs, and the PDs, and the governing bodies must prioritize our crisis.
Okay, let me read what I have right now. You tell me if I'm...
Okay, go ahead.
Start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. The IED should oversee this and place this as a top priority. And then immediate emergency action needed. Is this where you want to add something?
Yeah, emergency action needed.
Okay, what do you want to add?
I put the IED and the GMs and the PDs and the governing bodies of Pacifica must prioritize the crisis and listenership and submit a unified plan to rebuild our listenership base. And that's it.
Okay, so let me read what I have. Right after it says immediate emergency action needed, you want to add the IED and the GMs and PDs and the governing bodies must prioritize the crisis of listenership and submit a unified plan to rebuild our listenership base. Is that what you wanted to add?
Yeah, our listener base. Maybe our listener base.
Our listener base. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have on that one. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, is there... so I guess that's kind of an amendment to this item. Is there any objection to that?
No objection. Could you just please reread it? I'm sorry.
I'll read the item. It's under item number one, so I'll read the whole thing, including Lawrence's addition. Start immediately to make expense cuts at all stations where expenses exceed revenue. The IED should oversee this and place this as a top priority. Immediate emergency action needed. The IED and the GMs and the PDs and the governing bodies must prioritize the crisis of listenership and submit a unified plan to rebuild our listener base. And then after that we go on, it says KPFK's expenses are exceeding its income by approximately $70,000 to $90,000 per month.
The National Board directed that expense cuts be made of at least 30% at KPFK. The IED and the KPFK GM should place this as their first priority immediately. The IED should address shortfalls at all the other stations. This is urgent as there are no reserves to cover any shortfall. So that's all of item number one. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. So shall we vote on this section and then go on to the next? And when I say this section, I mean the entire emergency strategic plan. I just read you item number one. There's also item number two says the IED and ICFO should ensure that any further PPP funding or similar loans or grants are tracked and applied for as soon as possible. Item number three is all other fundraising efforts emanating from the national office should be continued if they are cost effective, but one and two, and one and two are the refers to the cuts that have to be made and the application for PPP funding. Those should take priority over any other efforts. And the final thing is a statement that says follow up. Pacifica Management, IED, and ICFO, together with the PNB, should monitor progress on reducing shortfalls on a weekly basis. A report from the IED and ICFO should address this on at least a monthly basis. So that's that whole item. Do we have any objections to that as it's been amended by Lauren? Okay, so let's consider that part of the plan adopted.
Chair, okay. I have a request for privilege.
Yes, what is it?
I have a 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock union caucus call because I am in negotiations, so I'm gonna have to leave at 7, which is 10 o'clock your time.
Oh, we should be done by then, I hope.
Okay, there's only 24 minutes left. That's why.
Okay, well we have to be more efficient then. Okay, so let's go to the next item. The next item is short term goals, and again, this is not, we're not proposing any new policy. This is already in the works. This is the attempt to finalize what we're doing with this loan, whether we're getting, whether we're refinancing it or getting it extended and so on. And we already have a separate committee working on that, but we just want to chronicle this. So here's the short-term goals. Expense cuts should be continued so that income meets or exceeds expenses at every Pacifica unit. The IED and Pacifica Council should finalize negotiations to extend the $3.2 million loan as soon as possible and get that extension approved by the PNB. And for follow-up, I have report back from the loan committee on progress in renegotiating / extending the loan. This is due by the end of January 2021. If extension or refinance of loan is not completed by end of January, return to PNB with alternative proposals. Comments, questions, additions?
Vanessa to the stack.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, I heard Vanessa and somebody else after that. Who was that?
I think it was Lyndon. Sounded like
okay. Lyndon. Vanessa, you go, and then Lyndon.
Okay, so in terms of the first one, expense cuts should be continued. I'm not quite sure what that means. It sounds like it all, I mean, I just need some clarification about what that means. And then in the last one, the follow-up, the second sentence, it says this is due. So I guess the report back, this refers to the report back is due from the loan committee by the end of January?
Yeah. And I'm kind of assuming that they will have either completed their work and we have an extension or a refinance of the loan, or at least a very solid plan for what to do about it. I kind of agree with you, Vanessa. I think that point number one is kind of vague and not quite sure what it means. I wouldn't object to a motion to just remove that, because we've already talked about expense cuts in the immediate term goals.
That
would
work
think?
For me. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know how other people feel.
Is there any objection to that? Grace, you wrote this. Do you have some idea about that?
Linden to the stack. Okay.
Dungeons, you can... let me hear what other people think.
It seems kind of redundant to me. I'm not sure why it's there, frankly. Go ahead, Linden.
Yes, I think maybe we should leave it in, but change it a bit to say that this has to continue and until or say something about paying back our accounts payable, because just getting to an even space is not going to get us where we need to be.
Do you want to propose some language for that?
I'll defer to Grace.
Okay.
Lawrence to the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I agree that could be the cut, unless Grace has a more justifiable reason for it to remain there. I'm on the loan committee, and I would like to hear from Dwayne, who's his convener, or from Nancy, who's part of the committee, because we are under the expectation that the IED and the Pacifica Council were going to finalize negotiations to extend the $3.2 million loan to request an extension. I don't think we were tasked to negotiate the extension. We were tasked to look at alternatives to developing different income streams and stuff like that. So what's in red in regards to an extension or refinance of the loan is not completed by the end of January, return to the PNB with an alternative proposal. I don't think the extension or refinancing of the loan is appropriate language, because we were never given the authority, if you will, to negotiate that extension or the refinancing. We were under the impression that was the duty of the IED and the Pacifica Council to continue. From what I understand, they are, I don't know if I could say that, but from what I understand, they are in talks to extend the loan. The loan committee will report back in regards to our proposals in regards to how to develop new income streams. So if Dwayne's on the call still, I would like to hear from him and from Nancy. And I think James
okay.
is on the committee too, right?
My understanding, I'll tell you my understanding, and it may be wrong, but my understanding was that you're supposed to come up with recommendation, not that you're going to negotiate the terms of the loan yourself, but you're supposed to come up with some solid recommendations of what to do about it.
You're correct. That's what we're supposed to come up with, recommendations, and we do have some of those.
Okay.
I'd like to hear from members of the committee as well, Chair.
Yeah, but I don't think it's unreasonable to ask that. I mean, I think we do need some kind of a deadline as to either we've made a decision to renegotiate or extend the loan, or we have some alternative plan. We have to have something. And you know, we need to decide on that in a pretty timely manner.
The committee is in agreement that we need to renegotiate and request an extension. And I think all directors are in favor of that. But we do have recommendations that we will submit. I may be speaking out of turn. That's why I'm trying to defer to Dwayne and Nancy and James. In regards
okay.
to for that issue.
Okay. So anybody from the loan committee want to weigh in on this?
Nancy could. I'm here. Yeah, I don't really have much to add to what Lawrence just said. He's correct. We were operating under the assumption, after we heard that FJC was willing to extend the loan and the PNB, there was no objections from anyone on the PNB to doing that. That's what we're going to do. And we try to find out where we are in that process, and those things have been reported, I believe, in closed session. And so we're assuming that we are going to get the extension, and we understand our mandate to be coming up with recommendations for ways to pay back the loan, or at least parts of it or large parts of it, other than refinancing all of it at the end of our year's extension.
Okay. Is it reasonable to expect that we'll have a detailed report back by the end of this month?
You have to ask the chair that.
Dwayne? If I could just speak, speaking as a member of the committee, that's something that I would suggest to the committee that we convene and line up our recommendations as we came up with some and take it from there.
You know, it doesn't have to be the absolute perfect set of recommendations. You know, you could further refine them later, but I think it would be really good if we had some kind of, you know, specific recommendations from the committee soon.
This is James.
Yeah, James.
I just wanted to add a little tweak to what Nancy said about figuring out how to refinance or how to pay off the loan, finding ways to make paying down the loan at the end of the year's extension. I think we should be doing that as we are in the committee. We should be doing that now, and we should be planning on paying down that loan all through the year's extension, not just at the end of the year's extension. I think Nancy might have meant that.
Yeah, I think we have mentioned that too. Yeah, paying down, that's, you know, not waiting until the end to pay it down, yes.
I have a couple of other comments, if I may.
Okay.
I'm not as sanguine as some have been about the ease or the certainty of refinancing the loan, and I don't think I should go into too much of that here in open session, because that is a proprietary matter, renegotiating a loan. But I think that it may be to our detriment to be so blithe about assuming that that's a fait accompli when we don't have anything hammered out yet. So anyway, I've had some assurances, as others have had, I guess, that's in progress. But, you know, we're getting awfully close to it, and we should really be ramping up the effort to nail that down. And then finally, I think the language of the last sentence is a little awkward. I think we should add some some articles to make it flow a little more smoothly. And for example, if extension, I think we say if an extension / refinance of the loan is not completed by the end of January, and then, I don't know what, return to PMB with alternative proposals. You mean the committee should return, the loan committee should return to the PMB with alternative proposals?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody's taking notes, if anybody could write that down. I'm on my phone. I can't.
Okay, so you want to change that to if an extension or / refinance of the loan is not completed
by the end.
By the end of January. Then the loan committee.
Shall, I think you should probably say shall, return to the PMB with alternative proposals.
Shall return to the PMB with alternative proposals. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
the same meaning, it's just language.
Yeah. Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to
Grace.
Say. Okay. On this other topic, I sent substitute wording for that point number one in the short-term goals. I sent it to you all. Shall I read it?
Yeah.
This is Brendan's suggestion.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Careful attention should be paid to any financial shortfalls at any station or unit. If any shortfalls occur, action should be taken rapidly to mitigate them. That would substitute there.
Yeah.
Chair, this is Lawrence to the stack.
Yeah, Lawrence.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that poignant point that Grace just made. I think it's it removes the kind of passive aggressive number one, and it makes a poignant point that is well taken by me anyway. So I don't have a problem with it.
Okay,
and I have 9 minutes before I have to go.
I understand. are there any objections to that change by anybody?
This is James. I'm not going to object, but I just want to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Following on what Lyndon correctly observed, that it's taken us 7 months to implement and, you know, to still be talking about implementing changes at KPFK to bring us back into to take us out of the deficit there. I think it's a little unrealistic to think that we're going to accomplish these expense cuts in a very short time period. But you know, it's okay. I'm not going to argue about the language.
Okay, we're not talking about the expense cuts right now. We dealt with that in the first section.
We're talking about removing number one and replacing it with what Grace just said.
Yeah,
and I think it's. I'm just saying for the group, I'm not objecting to the language, I'm just saying to the group, it's unrealistic to think that the need for expense cuts isn't going to extend into the short-term period from the emergency period, based on what we've done so far. That's all.
Okay.
Just
I don't think we're saying anything to, deny that.
Right. It's just an observation, so go ahead.
Okay. All right, so let me read what we have for short-term goals as amended and see if we can agree on this part. Number one, careful attention should be paid to any financial shortfalls at any station or unit. If any shortfall occur, action should be taken rapidly to mitigate them. Number two, the IED and Pacifica Council should finalize negotiations to extend the $3.2 million loan as soon as possible and get that extension approved by the PNB. Follow-up. Report back from loan committee on progress in negotiating / extending the loan. This is due by the end of January 2021. If an extension / refinance of the loan is not completed by the end of January, then the loan committee shall return to the PNB with alternative
proposals. Okay, are there any objections to anything there? Okay, so then I consider that part passed. So there's one more. I'd like to do one more item, and that's the medium-term goals. And as I said before we started, I don't think we can get into the long-term goals at this session. I just like to do the emergency stuff, the short-term and the medium. And the medium-term goals are basically to see if we can get our CPB funding restored. And let me just read it, and I'll ask for comments. Medium-term goals, ensure that the budgeting process is moving forward, that all requests for financial information from NEDA and our auditor are responded to rapidly so that the 2019 audit is completed as quickly as possible. This is important as it will make it easier to refinance the $3.2 million loan and to eventually get CPB funding restored. It should be noted that as our East Coast stations have gotten significant CPB funding as they have qualified for special minority grant funding, any deficits that those stations carry would be ameliorated if CPB funding is restored. And then goes on, the IED should work with NEDA staff to debug slows. I guess you're talking about bottlenecks. Is that what you mean by slows? And inaccuracies in financial reporting that jeopardize timely financial reporting and rapid compliance to NEDA and auditor requests for information. If station or unit staff are slowing the process down, this should be documented and filed in the personnel file of any staff member who is not complying. B, ensure that every station has a functioning community advisory board. Ensure that all meetings, community advisory boards, LSB, PNB, and so on are properly noticed. And the follow-up on this item is the medium-term goal is to restore CPB funding. We could apply for CPB funding if our audits are up to date by June of 2021. That means that the 2019 and 2020 audits must be completed by then. Get monthly reports from NEDA and auditor and weekly reports as deadlines draw closer. So that's the idea. Any discussion, any suggestions for changing anything here?
This is James.
James?
I apologize. I have not read to the end carefully. Is there anything in the long-term goals about achieving economies of scale in things like call centers and such?
We're not dealing with long-term goals tonight. We don't have time.
That wasn't my question. My question was, is there anything there about that? Because I don't see anything in the medium-term goals, and I think it would be appropriate to put something in the short-term or the medium-term goals that deal with some of these savings that we could get by achieving economies of scale across the network.
Yeah, James.
Phone system.
I'd really like to concentrate the discussion on the medium-term goals. To answer your question, I'm not sure there is anything in the long-term goals section. I'd have to read it over myself. I think we want to defer discussion on the long-term goals for a future meeting.
The reason I asked if that was in the long-term goals was because I think maybe it should be in the medium-term goals.
Feel free to add it if you think it should be there.
Okay, I think, we should. So where are we going to put it? Something about achieving economies of scale in phone systems.
I would disagree with you. I mean, I think I want to concentrate in medium-term goals on getting CPB funding restored. That's sort of the main medium-term goal.
Okay. I'll grant you that these things are difficult and intricate. So, I'll go along with that. Well, maybe in a long-term goal.
I don't want people to think that the long-term goals are things we're just not going to get to until we deal with all the short-term goals and medium-term goals, and only then do we deal with the long-term goals? No, that's not the way it works. A lot of these goals are, you know, going to be dealt with on an ongoing basis. But in order to just sort of to organize this document, we want to specify what we, you know, want to concentrate on for short-term goals and medium-term goals and so on.
Yeah, if I may respond just quickly, I'm just thinking about the one example that I gave, which was achieving economies of scale by unifying the phone system across the network. What a nightmare that would be to try and implement, and there's no way that's going to happen in the medium term. And you're right, getting CPD funding is much more important, and it's even probably achievable than that. So, yeah, I agree.
We actually have a realistic possibility of getting CPB funding restored in the next 12 to 18 months. If we do what we need to do, if we meet all their requirements, and there's no reason we can't do that.
Yes, I agree. Let's not scatter our efforts. Focus. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So, again, I'll ask, does anybody else have anything else to offer to any change in anything in the medium-term goals? Okay, then can we agree to adopt the medium-term goals as I read them?
No objection.
I haven't heard any objection. Okay, then that's passed, and I think at this point, it's time to adjourn. So I'm going to present this to the board as our. It's not a complete recovery plan by any means. So let's call it a partial or an intermediate recovery plan. And I'm going to present it to the board Thursday night. Okay?
Great.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Well, Tom's got something to, you know, for everybody to think about.
Okay.
Well, and in relation to bringing paying members back, what we really need is we need an issue that can a catastrophic issue to everybody that in you know and I'm you know the Pacifica takes a leadership role in, and what comes to mind immediately is climate change and having some programming that goes along with all of this that takes that on in a big way. I think that's what will start to bring the membership back if Pacifica again starts to take on catastrophic issues in a leadership way. And that's all I had to say.
Okay. When is the next meeting of this loan committee?
It's going to be soon. I'm going to call the members to convene a meeting.
Cause
I don't exactly know when, but it'll probably be even within the next, next week, I would think.
Okay. I might have some, you know, I might want to participate a little bit because we've been having some interesting discussions, a number of us in WBAI in relation to how some ways to raise funds, some interesting new ways we can do,
sure.
Raise.
But I got to go, Alex. I'm late, so I got to
okay.
run.
Okay, we're just about to adjourn, so thank you, everybody.
Okay. Good night.
And
good luck with bargaining. Good night.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Vanessa. I know you know what it means.